We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 29. Let me pick up at verse 29, talking about the men from Asia Minor who saw Paul at the temple. It says, they had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple. Well, Paul has a riot on his hands there at Jerusalem. Some men from Asia Minor who had probably opposed him at Ephesus now saw an opportunity to get revenge on this man who led so many away from Judaism and into the folds of the Christians. I think John MacArthur is on point when he says this. The Gentiles had squashed the riot earlier, but now there weren't any Gentiles to do that in the sense of population. It was just a mass of Jews, so they saw their opportunity. In verses 27 and 28, Luke tells us, they stirred up the whole crowd and seized him, shouting, "Fellow Israelites, help us." The current events at that time period are important to the story. Luke says that these Ephesian Jews stirred up the whole crowd. The Greek verb for stirred here is senkion. A Greek dictionary would tell you that that means to throw something or someone into disorder, to perplex or to confuse. So in the context of our narrative, it means more than to stir up. It means to cause confusion as well. While our English text says that these Jews stirred up what is identified as a crowd, again, the Greek is stronger. The word for crowd is in this context a mob. Another word we would use would be a rabble. So Luke is talking about a confused mob. Now it certainly would have been a mob. I say that because it was the season of Pentecost. Some historians suggest that there could have been as many as 2 million people in the city of Jerusalem on Pentecost. So given the crowded geography of the holy city, that would be a very dense crowd indeed. And again, we have to put the historical context into picture for this narrative to make sense. As we know, Pentecost comes from the Greek word penta, which means 50. So the riot is taking place some 50 days after Passover. It is also known as the Old Testament Feast of Weeks or First Fruits. So why is that important? Well, Pentecost was a celebration of the first crops to come from the annual harvest. But sometimes after Israel's exile, it also took on an additional meaning. The rabbis added to the Feast of Weeks the notion that the Torah, the Law of Moses, was given 50 days after the Exodus. So as a result, the Pentecost becomes synonymous with the celebration of the introduction of the Mosaic Law. Now I think why we can see that this is important to Luke's narrative of the riot at the temple. Perhaps 2 million Jews were in the middle of the celebration of the inauguration of the law, which, as MacArthur put it, they were celebrating Jewishness to the ninth degree. That means that the crowd was hyper-concerned about the law and its sanctity. And in that environment, the mob of Jews would take great offense to anyone who appeared to be anti-law. It would really be, at least to them, one of the worst types of blasphemy. It would be a rejection of what made the Jews, Jews. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.